Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Feast of the Circumcision and the Name of Jesus, New Year's Day, St. Luke 2, verse 21. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, in Francis Burns' delightful pictorial history of Baltimore, published about 50 years ago, there's a wonderful photograph of Mount Vernon Place in the year 1900, the dawn of the 20th century. Beneath the picture are the words, "Tranquility was the key. Tranquility was the key." And accompanying the picture, there were several paragraphs which begin with these, I believe, poignant words. The 20th century dawned upon an almost perfect world. In the few remote corners where heathen remained, missionaries were on the scene and laboring prodigiously. With the millennium just around the corner, a spirit of tranquility pervaded the air. What makes these words so poignant, of course, is that you and I know all too well what so quickly followed and has continued to follow on into these first years of the 21st century. Tranquil these years have not been. It's in fact an altogether disquieting picture. Some would say a picture best ignored on this day when we wish each other Happy New Year. But happiness has to be grounded in reality, in things as they really are, not in things as we wish them to be. We need the hard-headed realism of that rather remarkable 18th century Christian, Joseph Butler, who once said, "Things and actions are what they are, and the consequences of them will be what they will be. Why then should we wish to be deceived? Why then should we wish to be deceived?" Perhaps because, as T.S. Eliot once observed, mankind cannot bear very much reality. Mankind cannot bear very much reality. Unless we know the one who today, 8 days after his birth, was given the name of Jesus. Stark reality practically shouts, mankind needs a Savior. And the holy name of Jesus tells us that we have a Savior because the name Jesus literally means the Lord saves. And this Jesus does. Fully God, fully human, his precious blood cleanses us fully, completely, perfectly from all sin. And so everything that was wrong and ugly and petty in the year just past is truly forgiven, remembered no more in that blessed forgetting of God who says, "I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." And so with the one who this day was given the holy name of Jesus, this Lord who saves, we can face the past as it was and yet be at peace. And with this Jesus, we can also face the new year, now all unknown. Who in the year 1900 could possibly have guessed at what lay ahead? And who, for that matter, in the year 2000 could have guessed what one bright September morning would bring? We simply don't know what the future holds, but we do know him who holds the future in his nail-scarred hands. This Jesus upholds the universe by his word of power. This Jesus in whom all things hold together. The name Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. You remember, of course, that after the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, after the hard 40-year journey in the wilderness, it was in fact Joshua, who led the people of Israel safely across the Jordan River into the promised land. The Lord Jesus is our Joshua. And so if the year to come should bring the end of our earthly journey, then Jesus, our Joshua, will see us safely across the narrow stream of death into that heavenly promised land, where he has gone before to prepare a place for us. As Charles Wesley sings, Jesus, be thou our constant guide. Then, when the word is given, bid Jordan's narrow stream divide and bring us safe to heaven. Jesus, the Lord saves. And this holy name, the human name of God above, must always be spoken with love and with reverence. And it is a terrible thing, a terrible sin, when this holy name of love is spoken lightly, or even worse, in anger. And this name is in itself a one-word prayer, especially for those times when prayer is hard or seemingly impossible. The name of Jesus, just that one little word, is a prayer all in itself. Jesus means the Lord saves. And as a prayer, it means, Lord, save us. T.S. Eliot was surely right when he observed that mankind cannot bear very much reality. But we can face reality, all of it, when we know the one who was this day given the name of Jesus. And as we wait for that last and great day when, as St. Paul writes, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.